angry and desperate. It's early in the morning here in Kabul, and these men are looking for work. They are the breadwinners of their families, but they have very slim chances to win. If anyone calls for a labor, all surround him and brawls break out. Everyone tries hard to be picked up. Unemployment is rapidly on the rise in this country. These men come and stand here all day for someone to come and hire them as workers. Most of them are not lucky to find work, and those who find work earn just between $2 to $4 per day. Muhammad Khan was living in neighboring Pakistan. Like millions of others, he also came back to his country after they were promised better life. But his life has not changed. And now Khan blames the government here for not doing enough to tackle unemployment. He cannot afford to go abroad.
The Americans have only helped some of the politicians alone, but local people of this country who are suffering the most have not been helped at all.
The government here knows how grim the lives of the unemployed are, but all what they are asking for is more resources to generate jobs.
Unfortunately, yes, unemployment is rising because the infrastructures of the country have not been rehabilitated fully over the past years.
Since the fall of the Taliban, billions of dollars have been poured into this country. The money was spent by both the government and donors themselves. But these scenes on the streets show that local people have not benefited very much from the aid money. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.